Dr. Nidhi getting a consultation on Donna, D-O-N-N-A, middle initial is J, last name is Ray, R-E-A. Referring physician is Sarah Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N. Reason for consultation is gastroesophageal reflux, surplus nullus. Patient is a ...77-year-old female with a history of chronic reflux who has been having some exacerbation of dyspeptic symptoms, and the patient attributes this to maybe some types of food, period. No nausea, comma vomiting, comma hematemesis, comma dysphagia or dysphagia, period. Earlier she was taking a prolonged pirimidine, which I advise her to discontinue since she has low GFR and has only one kidney, period. There's also a history of vitamin D deficiency, period. She has an appointment to be seen by a nephrologist, period. She's a status post upper endoscopy and colonoscopy on August 24, 2021. And there was no evidence of Barrett's, and she had the benign polyps, period. Impression number one, exacerbation of reflux symptoms, dash, on Pepcid 20 milligrams q day. She was taking a prolonged pump inhibitor in the past. Next one, history of chronic kidney disease. Next one, personal history of colon polyps. Next point, mother with a history of cancer. Next point, history of atypical chest pain. Next point, status post right nephrectomy. Next point, history of hypothyroidism. Next point, history of small hiatal hernia. Next point, no evidence of choledocholithiasis. Recommendations, number one, increase the dose of Pepcid from 20 milligrams QD to BID. Next point, may supplement with Tums or Mylanta PRN for short term only. Next point, will defer any prolonged pirimidines in view of low GFR. Next point, follow up with nephrologist as planned. Next point, repeat renal function in about 4 to 6 weeks. Next point, potential side effects of the current medications. Explain to the patient. And was advised to follow up with the PCP, period. End of dictation. Thanks. Thank you.